One of the biggest talking points in the country last week was the EFF's workplace invasions, as some have described it. Party leader Julius Malema, accompanied by EFF MPs, visited restaurants in so-called oversight visits in Johannesburg and Pretoria to check the foreign versus local staff ratio. They demanded to see the company's worker documentation. Many of the owners were forced to close for the day, fearing violence accompanying these visits. We unpack the issues with political analyst Professor Dirk Kotze, and then attorney at Werkman's Attorneys, and that is Amor Berger Schmidt. Dirk, a very good morning to you. Welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
And Amor, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Morning, Salim. Thank you very much, and morning to your listeners.
Dirk, is this Malema playing politics?
Yes, this is quite, I would say, typical of the way in which the EFF approaches politics in general. They have obviously their variations. And in, for example, last year they marched to SAPRA, their demonstrations at CLICS and other similar sort of points where they see something as being either a burning point or controversy that developed or that they wanted to highlight. So the politics of the EFF is very often based on issue-based issues and not so much necessarily on general policy. And I think this is one such example again.
Now, Amor, from a legal perspective, what are the rights of the employers and the employees in such a situation?
Selena, I think I can comment very succinctly from a legal perspective, and specifically if we look at the privacy legislation and the protection of personal information and the PACHA promotion of access to information legislation perspective. We need to remind ourselves that each one of us have got a right to privacy, and that includes the information that your employer holds of you. And anyone that wants to claim access to information, there are various routes that legislation provides for to gain access to that information. You know, in terms of the POPI legislation, an employee can look at the employer and say, I need to understand and you need to disclose to me what information you hold of mine specifically. But if you or I would walk up to a business and want to claim access, or anyone want to claim access to the information of a business, that business also has a right to privacy because the POPI legislation and our constitution affords that right to privacy also to a business. And if you want to gain, or anyone wants to gain access to the information that a business holds, and that includes personal information, they must follow the process in terms of the Promotion of Access to Information Act and lodge a formal application for that act. And you can deny access to that information, again, based on the right to privacy. We've got a right to privacy, and that is guaranteed in terms of the Constitution.
They're coming back to the politics of it, right? It's not only the EFF. The Patriotic Alliance did something similar. Action SA is accused of making anti-xenophobic or rather xenophobic remarks and anti-foreigner remarks. What's the political objective? Is the hope that this will resonate with disillusioned South Africans who blame foreign nationals for them not having jobs?
Yes, well, that I think is in the first instance the objective. It is also presenting themselves as in a nationalistic view of saying, sort of, I heard some people say, well, this is a form of South Africa first. This was, for example, the way in which Trump also looked at immigrants and persons and refugees and others, of saying it's about us in the first instance, and we must protect our own economy, and we must look at the interests of our own citizens in the first instance. So this is presented, therefore, very often in almost a populist way, as a form of either economic nationalism or other forms of nationalism. And they try to, therefore, appeal to the sort of the raw emotions of persons. And in the short term, very often, it is relatively successful. But in the long term, it becomes problematic because it also then leads to acts of xenophobia, often xenophobic violence that we've seen in South Africa and other parts of the world also.
Now, Amor, We understand that Malema was reported to have said that he was doing oversight work as an MP. What is the ambit of oversight work that the law allows for a member of parliament? Can they walk into any business and want to know whether you're employing a certain percentage of local South Africans or not? Can they shut down businesses whom they feel are not complying as Malema has threatened?
Well, you know, we've got a very strong legal system in South Africa, and the labor laws provide for that oversight when it comes to vetting and auditing and determining what the labor force consists of and how it is constituted. The parliamentarians are there to formulate legislation, and then it is left to all the various government departments to execute that legislation. And I think we should just clearly understand that there is a difference in terms of what Parliament does versus what the various government departments are authorized and mandated to do in terms of the legislation. So to vet the employment status and standards of employees, that is done in terms of the basic conditions of employment legislation and the labor laws in South Africa. And trade unions have got the right to walk up to an employer and request insight into that information. And that our courts have ruled on very clearly, that is the role of trade unions to protect, if they recognize, to protect their employees. And it's not the role and the function of politicians to do.
Dirk, apart from the politics of the political role players, the Malemas and whoever else on whichever party, do you think we need to have a quota in South Africa to address this issue? Do you think there's merit in what Malema was proposing, that you do not kick out people who were not born in South Africa, but at the same time you give priority to South Africans and have some sort of a quota to ensure that priority is maintained? Is there merit in that argument, the politics aside?
Well, I think it already exists in the form of the employment equity regulations, the legislation, and the way in which employers and companies must formulate an employment equity plan regularly. And it does allow for foreigners, and there's policies about how to employ foreigners persons who have a legal right to work in South Africa. I think that is maybe the crux of the matter, is that there's obviously a lot of people who are not legal immigrants in South Africa. There are many people who are not sort of working within the ambit of legislation and South African law in general. And then at the same time, the capacity of the state institutions are very weak. They don't necessarily enforce this legal framework. And I think there's lots of frustration amongst many people of saying, well, there is the lack of performance on the side of the state forces some people sometimes to take actions of themselves or by themselves. And I think this is to some extent maybe behind what the EFF is doing. But it doesn't justify it, because the consequences of it in a broader context can become very problematic, because it means that any person, if the EFF can do it, then you and I and anyone else can say, but we can have also the right to go to whoever we think is doing something which is illegal, confront them, try to enforce it by our own means, which will be possibly some form of intimidation or threat. And if that is done on a wide scale, then the rule of law and the legal procedures and so on will fly out of the window. Mm. I think that is the real threat of this current situation. Oversight is necessary, and Parliament is responsible for oversight. And they have oversight functions with their different committees, and some of these committees even go and visit places like these. Mm. But that's then done in the name of the Parliament, and not in the name of individuals or individual political parties.
Yeah, Emma, finally, your thoughts on that from a legal perspective, strictly speaking, do you need to have a specific percentage of your employees being local nationals?
You know, Salim, I don't really have an... I think that's a political political question and that the politicians will have to sort out going forward. I think the important thing is that we abide by the rule of law. And that is the most important thing. And that is what will protect our democracy and our future in the country, whether we as citizens respect the rule of law.
Amor and Dirk, thank you both for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. That was political analyst Dirk Kotze and legal eagle Amor Berger from Werkman's Attorneys talking to us about the legalities and the politics of this strategy that Malema is employing, where he goes to businesses wanting to see their employee profiles and wanting to check whether they are employing an adequate amount of locals versus foreign nationals. 28 minutes past 8, we...